Jack, what makes a good speech?
Basically, considering three things. Who you're writing for and where you're going to be speaking, which I call the occasion. Secondly, a clear argument, where you're going to take the audience. And thirdly, the actual writing of it.
And how should you go about writing an effective speech?
Well, every good speech has two major components. There's the actual text and there's the speaker, and they're inseparable. I mean, a brilliant example is Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. A passionate speaker with a subject he obviously felt passionate about, and a very, very receptive audience. I mean, that's a perfect circle. An awful lot of it is repetition. I Had a Dream, which is a major kind of rhetorical speech writing tool, which you keep coming back to the same hook so the audience know where they are all the time, and also it gives the speaker something that they can hang on to as well. Another obvious example of rhetorical writing is the use of alliteration when you have three or four words in sequence which all start with the same letter.
So you mentioned it there. What exactly is rhetoric?
Well, all speech writing is actually based on techniques that were first developed 2,000 odd years ago by the Greeks and then by the Romans. And rhetoric, in their eyes, was the art of effective speaking, usually to persuade an audience to do something. To the modern ear, rhetoric has become rather a pejorative term because we're sort of rather mistrustful of the claims made in speeches.
So what are the differences between writing for the spoken word as opposed to the written word?
This can be summarised in what I call physical writing. Physical writing means that you're writing for the actual voice rather than to be read. So first and foremost, you're writing very, very short sentences, much shorter than you would see on the average written page. You're writing sentences that can be said in a breath, because all the sentences have to be on a breath. If a sentence is longer, you have to know where you're going to breathe in that sentence, otherwise the sentence will fall apart. You also have to use very, very simple, clear language, because you have to remember that the audience is processing everything you say as you say it. You can't leave an audience wondering what you mean by a word or an idea, because you've already moved on to the next idea and you'll leave them floundering. So it all has to be very, very clear, concise, to the point. They have to be able to process it immediately. Most people are nervous. Even the most practiced public speakers are nervous before they start a speech. But they have to consider that the audience is nervous too. So one of the very first things you should do with an audience is put them at their ease. They shouldn't feel nervous for you. So I would always start speaking slowly at about half the pace that you think is the optimum pace, because if they're inexperienced, they will always speak too quickly because they're nervous. And most importantly, give the audience confidence in you as a speaker and tell them where you're going to take them. Give them clear signposts. Okay, say, I'm going to talk about three things, firstly. Okay, one, two, three. So the audience obviously feels comfortable about your direction as well, that you know what you're going to do. One of the key techniques that Barack Obama uses, which is a good tip for anybody writing speeches, is that he often uses the word we rather than I. And that immediately warms an audience because it makes the whole kind of activity of giving a speech a collective thing rather than something coming from just from the individual. In fact, that was distilled in his campaign slogan, yes, we can. The we rather than yes, I can deliver you from these economic travails. Yes, we can do it together. It's a very, very powerful technique to include the audience straight away.
And do you have any good tips on how to finish a speech?
The best tip I can think of about finishing a speech is to not make it too long in the first place. The optimum length of a speech is about 20 minutes, no longer than that. Most people can't sustain a speech for longer than about 20 minutes. So I would always repeat your central thesis, your central idea or argument at the end, and just leave the audience with it.